Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, and welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English Radio Podcast. Press release. When will the former Mujahideen learn from the repeated stings they get from the US? Translated. For a lengthy time, America has ignored to recognize the sacrifices and the flattering deeds of the old Mujahideen and has stepped over them. Instead, they have always installed a more committed, democratic, and secular figure in power who is emotionally and intellectually not connected to the people of Afghanistan at all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed these mujahideen with his support and dignity when they started to fight against the Soviet Union with sincerity and commitment, one of which is the overwhelming public love and support they received. However, after their attendance in the Bonn Conference in 2001, some of these mujahideen, in a humiliated manner, handed over the Afghan political status and arena to the invading American kuffar, only to seek the dignity in alliance and assistance of the West. Thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left them to the Americans to decide upon them. It is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give grace and victory to any of the groups that stands on Islam and to expose and humiliate any of those who do treason to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the past 19 years, the Americans thought their interest-centered policies have used some of these mujahideen as consumer commodities. They are bought into power share, should the Americans deem the legitimization of the puppet system necessary, and shove them aside when their need is fulfilled. Therefore, some of their political leaders are either physically assassinated or their characters are taken through scandals that have costed them their public and political support. Their relationships with the Americans and NATO did not only disconnect them from their creator, but also made them lose their societal positions and rapport. Today, when some of these old mujahideen claim to have established an all-inclusive government, it's nothing of the sort which can be based on Islam or threaten the American agenda in the country. This is rather a repeat of the previous mistakes that is only aimed at receiving personal privileges that cannot help them regain their lost power and dignity. Hizb ut-Tahrir is once again here to sincerely remind them of the opportunity they still have at their disposal for redemption from all their repeated treason and to supplicate in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In addition, they can retain their lost status and dignity in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and their people should they start to rise against the American invasion, the republic, democratic beliefs, and strive for the revival of the governing Islamic values. This is how they can repay for their sins and crimes that they have committed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most compassionate and the most merciful and judges every individual upon what they end up with in their lives. In this is a lesson for whoever fears. An-Naziat, Ayah 26. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Afghanistan. Jazakumullah khairan for joining us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.